A Ship on Fire at Sea, from Off the Skelligs, by Jean Ingelow. Narrated by Ant Richards. "What is it?" I exclaimed. "What can it be?" She pointed with her finger, and as the yacht swung round, she said, "Look there, ma'am, look!" As she spoke, two strange objects came into my view. One was a great pale moon, sickly and white, hanging and seeming to brood over the horizon. The other, which looked about the same size, was red and seemed to lie close at her side. It was not round, but looked blotted and blurred in the mist. Could it be a meteor? A lighthouse? Whatever it was the cause of the commotion which had been so intense and which now seemed to be already subsiding. I had heard the men called up not 3 minutes before, and now two boats were already lowered, and Tom was in command of the foremost. I heard his voice coming from the water, and no one prevented me now from rushing to the side to look over, turning my back on the moon and her lurid companion. Though the night was not dark, I could not discern the boats, and after straining my eyes into the mist, I observed that it was rapidly melting away and rolling on as well as rolling together. So